Outcast of Redwall, Disc 9.
Silently, the warriors of Salamandastron stood ready as the rough timber gate at the main entrance creaked open. Sunflash the Mace led them out, clad only in his chainmail tunic and carrying the mace loosely at his side. Lady Fairdance, the Squiddle leader, took the left flank with Falrig and Ruddle. Logalog took the right flank with Fleetrun and Hedgepaw. Sabertash and Rockleg took the centre, slightly behind Sunflash. Javelins, bows, spears, slings and rapiers were clutched tight in every paw as they skirted the deserted trench in front of the mountain. Quietly, grimly, they strode. Squiddles, otters, hares and shrews, hard-eyed, tight-jawed, their paws making no sound in the sand. Swart had turned away. He sat with his back against the rocks, eyes half closed, enjoying the warmth and gentle breezes after the morning's rain. A stoat was emerging from the shallows, a flapping silver-banded mackerel impaled on his spear point. Suddenly, he glanced up the beach and froze. Fish and spear were forgotten as he stood pointing and yelling.
Look! They're coming!
Swart sprang upright, yanking out his sword.
Captains, to me! Get out of that water, every beast! Stand to arms! Battle stations, the lot of you!
Bradbury was marching alongside Porty. He heard the shouts lower down the beach and saw horde beasts from afar, dashing hither and thither, and said,
Well, they've seen us now, Porty, old lad.
Keeping his eyes front, Sabertash gave orders calmly.
Don't run, me beauties. Not yet. Shoulder to shoulder, that's the stuff. Keep those weapons down. Don't want to stab the chap in front of you. Ready, my lord?
Sunflash's deep grunt was heard throughout the ranks.
Ready? Follow me!
The horde massed on the tide line, spears bristling, drums banging, conch shells blowing, banners fluttering out on the noon breeze. Swart moved to the rear, and climbing up on a rocky outcrop, he spoke down to the vixen.
Well, we lost some yesterday, but now I can see what their strength is. Ha! We still outnumber them 3-1. I see the badger still lives, so I can stick to the oath I swore. It'll be me, Swart Sixclaw, who slays him, and no other beast.
Porty grasped Bradbury's paw firmly.
Here we go, brothers. Good luck, old chap. Give him what for?
Sunflash half raised his mace.
March at the double,
now,
he ordered. The pace speeded up, Sabertash and other officers calling.
Keep those lines straight.
Weapons down.
Wait for it.
Sunflash raised the mace higher and shouted.
Forward at the